You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, like the man said, hosting Right Side Radio. The biggest show across North Alabama afternoons is this one. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And I love saying that. Folks, it's an honor to have this platform. I'm sitting up here, just look at that little sign I've got above my desk. Ugh, slapping it. It's an honor to have this platform. And Copper is running the board. Good day to you, Miss Copper.
Good day. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. We got so much on the plate today. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the amount of paper. Apparently, I am not afraid to kill some trees on this show. I mean, I got paper like you wouldn't believe right now. I've got them broken down in the topics. They're all highlighted. They're ready to roll. I got a whole section where we're gonna talk about constitutional issues. I got stuff on Afghanistan. I got stuff on state issues and things of interest. I got a whole section of paper right now highlighted and ready to roll on what I'm beginning to call the COVID wars. The COVID wars. I mean, it's becoming a cultural thing right now where it's the haves and the have-nots, the do's and the don'ts, the can we live or can we not? And I got some interesting stuff that touches Alabama and touches the bigger picture after that. But I got to be honest with you. You know, yesterday I talked about in my opening monologue, we call this the right side way. I talked about, okay, I'm a conservative. And what does that mean? I mean, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I told Charlene, I said, I think I'm going to do like every day this week, I'm going to do a different like aspect of why I'm a conservative. I mean, so yesterday, I mean, I did a whole thing on basically some of the tenets of my belief that deal with limited government. So I'm a conservative. Well, what is that? So yesterday, like I said, I told you that I'm planning to spend these next few days outlining the tenets of my belief, things that I believe, that I adhere to, that I choose to espouse, things that I believe are part of what makes me a conservative. My goal is to lay it out there, you know, make it useful. Make it something you might hear and go, yeah, that's it. I mean, there's always things in life that I know that I know. But if you ask me why I know it, sometimes it's a little different. We can't simply say, I'm a conservative, and then walk away like we won the debate somehow. We have to be able to give an adequate explanation. So yesterday, I talked about the fact that I believe in limited government, the notion that government can get too big. Ronald Reagan said, a government that is big enough to give you everything you need is a government that is big enough to take everything you have. I believe in limited government. Government has its role, its place, certainly, but I believe that government should not get bloated as a conservative. Well, today I'm hitting on a different issue. Today I'm hitting on the fact that I believe in what is often referred to as a strict construction of our U.S. Constitution. Some refer to it as the doctrine of judicial constraint, that the Constitution says what it says and the courts are to be constrained from trying to deviate from the black and white text of the Constitution. I mean, so what's the big deal, Phil? It was written 225 years ago. Those old dudes didn't know what we'd be going through these days. They can't see modern life. They might have gotten it wrong. They might have been willing to write it differently if they knew what we know. It might mean something different given our times. Short answer to all that is hogwash. Let me take it this way for a minute. Have you ever gotten that thing, that new device, that new toy, that new product, and it came with some instructions, and it said somewhere in there, some assembly required? I will never forget the Christmas that Charlene and I gave the kids a real deal foosball table. Oh, yeah. Not some run-of-the-mill, low-level junk table that blows over in a good wind. No siree, Bob. It was professional grade. It was worthy of any commercial game room or arcade. Oh, yeah. And of course, it required some assembly until like 3 in the morning on Christmas Eve. So the folks that designed that foosball table, they give me the instructions. They told me how to put it together. You know, it works best that way. But what if I had my own notions? Well, I think I'll put the legs of the table on the top. Or I'm going to put more of the little men on one side than I do on the other. Well, I feel like I should mix the colors of the jerseys so it looks like each side has an equal number of red and blue jerseys. I don't think I should install the handles, just the plain bars. I mean, you hear what I'm saying? The originators don't see what I see. The folks who built the foosball table, they can't know what I know. They don't know my kids. They can't see my understanding of fair play. Or can they? The instructions to build the foosball table were there for a reason. And the Constitution of the United States and its duly passed amendments, such as the first 10 in the Bill of Rights, they are there for a reason. Our founders knew what they were doing. They could well see into human behavior even at the time and know what was necessary in order to be preserving the freedoms they were trying to establish. Things like freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to bear arms, no requirement that we should ever have to bear the cost of housing troops in your own homes, protection from unlawful search and seizure. How about life, liberty, and property? The right to an impartial trial, the right to your own day in court when you've been wronged. How about the prohibition against excessive bail and fines and punishments, or the rights of an individual state, like Alabama, to have a say in the sovereignty and well-being of its own citizens within their borders? You see, here's the bottom line. I believe as a conservative that if we tamper with even one of those, if we allow even one of those aspects, those freedoms, those rights to be diluted, then the whole thing becomes a house of cards. You see, the only body that can revise the Constitution is the legislative branch. Congress, by virtue of publicly debated amendments, which are then supposed to be sent out to the various states to be ratified by the state legislatures. 3/4 of the states must agree. That's 38. 33 times since the creation or authorship of the Constitution, that amendment process has been used. Only 27 of those times succeeded. And that process is important. It is sacred. If we allow the courts to just simply say, well, we as judges don't like that provision about bearing arms or state rights or free speech, and make those changes from the bench, well, then the rights, the actual rights of we citizens are immediately all in jeopardy. Well, liberals these days, they want their agenda put forward. And oftentimes, it is that good old firewall called the Constitution that keeps us as a free nation. They can't get around it. Unless they can pack the courts with liberal justices who refuse to be bound by the doctrine of judicial constraint. Justices who believe the Constitution is a living document meant to be interpreted according to polls and whims. No. We have to make sure that the appointment of justices to the U.S. Supreme Court contains a body of people that literally care enough about the founders' intent and the amendments that have been debated and subsequently ratified since that time, to preserve them for what they are, not what is wanted now. I'm going to tell you right now, by God, no, not for a second. Our founders did know what they were doing. As surely as the company that manufactured that foosball table I told you about knew what it would take to make it work the best, those founders knew. And conservatives, we also know. We know that every branch of government must be preserved by the support and the maintenance of conservative caretakers. In this case, I'm talking about conservative judges. Judges who take the role seriously and are determined to uphold the Constitution of the United States and to fiercely interpret it as a document that the courts have no right to change on their own and no right to interpret any differently than what it actually says. I'm a conservative because I believe the rights that we have are inalienable. They are written in our Constitution. They are sealed by the efforts of generations who have gone before us. And I'm a conservative because I believe that the day we water down that Constitution and try to make it more malleable, more permeable, more mashable, that we cease to be a nation in which people are free as a matter of right. I'm a conservative, and I believe in upholding the Constitution strictly and with constraint. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, it really does matter. It matters who gets elected to the bench in Alabama to interpret our Alabama Constitution. And it matters who gets appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States and to the federal bench. So when you see a president who's conservative and they have an opportunity to appoint, you know that means something because it comes all the way down to you and your individual right to bear arms or have free speech or whatever. Hugely important. And a strict construction, a judicial constraint as to the Constitution is so important, and we as conservatives have to support that. All right, folks. More to come. I got plenty of things on the table for you. We're going to have some good times today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.